The Court of Appeals, in a 7-0 decision, upheld the appellate court ruling, keeping Village of Suffern Mayor Dagan LaCourt off the ballot. Jerry Goldfeder, a prominent election lawyer representing LaCourt, says the ruling favors form over substance.
It's a procedural ruling that really ignores the fact that Mr. LaCourt had sufficient number of signatures to be on the ballot. It's an example of the worst aspects of the election law in New York, that sometimes procedures get in the way of candidates running and voters being able to have a choice.
The first time LaCourt was considered off the ballot came after Rockland's Democratic Board of Elections Commissioner said LaCourt was 74 signatures short of the 2,000 necessary to secure a spot. This was after many signatures were ruled invalid following numerous objections to LaCourt's petition filed by the campaign of rival David Freed. LaCourt then took the matter to state Supreme Court and was returned to the ballot. Freed's campaign appealed the ruling and won. That's when LaCourt took the matter to the State Court of Appeals, which agreed to hear the case and ruled in Freed's favor. Again, here's Goldfeder.
At this point, he is off the ballot, remains off the ballot, and what needs to be done is legislation so that these kinds of procedural quirks don't get in the way of candidates running and voters having as wide a choice as possible.
Freed campaign manager Stephen Pappas praised the ruling and says it's time to move forward.
I look forward to a campaign of issues and moving past all this so that we can get to the voters and listen to the issues that are affecting Rocklanders.
In its decision, the State Court of Appeals ruled that LaCourt did not sufficiently specify which determinations of the Rockland County Board of Elections were incorrect. That is, which signatures the Rockland Board of Elections invalidated erroneously. It was the same from the appellate division. County Executive Scott Vanderhoff, a Republican, announced last year he would not seek re-election to a sixth term. County Legislator Elon Schoenberger is the other primary candidate. The winner of the Democratic primary faces Republican County Legislator Ed Day. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.